Chaos is expensive. Structure is liberation. Most people aren't stuck. They're unorganized. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up. One choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. Most people think they're stuck. But the truth is, they're just unorganized. Chaos is expensive. Structure is liberation. And I want you to really sit with that while we talk today. Everybody loves the idea of freedom. Bro, I want to travel. I want to be my own boss. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. But here's what I've learned over the years. If you don't have structure in your life, the freedom you think you want will eat you alive. You're not stuck because you're dumb. You're not stuck because you're cursed. You're not stuck because life hates you. Most of the time, you're stuck because there's no order in your life. Everything is everywhere. Your time is everywhere. Your energy is everywhere. Your attention is everywhere, and everywhere is the same thing as nowhere. In episode 1, we talked about discipline. Discipline is the muscle. It's you doing the thing you said you'd do, even when you don't feel like it. But structure is the program that muscle runs on. Think of it like this. Discipline is a powerful engine, but structure is the GPS. If you turn on a powerful engine with no direction, you just burn fuel and go nowhere. That's how a lot of people live. They say, I'm gonna get my life together. I'm gonna work hard. I'm gonna grind. But they wake up with no plan, no routine, no structure. So the day runs them, instead of them running the day. Let me give you a real example from my life. Every time I travel to a new place, whether it's Spain, Puerto Rico, Morocco, wherever, if I don't build structure fast, my productivity drops. The first couple days in a new place, you're excited. New streets, new food, new vibe. It's easy to fall into vacation mode, even if you're supposed to be working. So what do I do now? I give myself maybe 1 or 2 days to settle in, and then I intentionally build structure. I unpack my suitcase. I don't live out of a bag for 3 weeks. I find a place for everything. This goes here, that goes there. My charger lives in this drawer. My passport lives in that spot. My notebook goes on that desk. I set up my desk. I set up my phone. I usually get a local SIM or make sure my Wi-Fi is dialed in. And I sign up for a local gym. Not because I'm obsessed with being in the gym, but because going to the gym becomes part of my daily structure. It anchors my day. Even just that one decision, this is my gym and these are my times, already starts turning a random environment into my base of operations. That's how you create home in different parts of the world, not just with furniture, but with structure. People think being your own boss is all fun and games. I don't have to clock in, I don't have to clock out, I can work when I want. Yeah. And that's exactly why a lot of entrepreneurs are exhausted, unhealthy, and unproductive. Because when you don't have structure, you either overwork and burn out or underwork and fall behind. I've had plenty of days where I'm locked in on the laptop, deep into a website build or an episode or a project, and I realize I didn't eat, didn't drink water, didn't step outside, didn't shower, didn't move my body. And while you're doing it, you feel like a beast. I'm grinding. I'm locked in. But the next day, you pay for it. Your brain is foggy. Your body is inflamed. Your home is a mess. Your energy is low. And you think, man, what's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. You just didn't respect structure. Let's talk about chaos for a second. Chaos doesn't always look like drama. It's not always screaming, fighting, losing everything. Most of the time, chaos looks like this. A sink full of dishes that you keep walking past. Laundry piled on the chair that you say you'll fold later. Random tabs open on your browser from 3 weeks ago. Unread messages, unpaid bills, no idea what you're doing tomorrow, no idea what's a priority and what isn't. And you keep telling yourself, I'm just overwhelmed, I'm stressed, I'm burnt out. No, bro, you're unorganized. And that disorganization is draining your energy in the background all day long. It's like having 50 apps open on your phone. You're wondering why the battery dies so fast. Because everything is running at once. Structure is really about one thing. When you know what time you wake up, when you work, when you train, when you eat, when you clean, when you unplug, your brain can relax. You're not constantly negotiating with yourself. Should I do this now? Maybe later? I'll see how I feel. That I'll see how I feel is how you destroy your potential. You're not supposed to live based on how you feel. You're supposed to live based on the structure that protects your goals, your energy, and your mental health. I've noticed something simple but powerful. When my space is clean, it's easier to think clearly. When my space is messy, I feel heavy. It creeps in slowly. You leave the bed unmade. You toss the shirt on the chair. You say, I'll wash those dishes tomorrow. And then one day, the whole place feels off. You feel unmotivated. You feel sluggish. You feel like everything is too much. But the truth? You're just surrounded by a reflection of your own lack of structure. Your environment is screaming back at you. This is how you're managing your life? Now, I'm not some robot with a strict hourly schedule. I don't have every minute blocked out. But I do have anchors. In the morning, first thing I do is make my bed. Not because I'm obsessed with the look of it, but because when I come back at night, I want to enter a room that tells me, you handled your business today. I drink water early because I know if I don't stay hydrated, I'll forget and feel terrible later. By evening, I start to shut down work. I start thinking, what am I going to cook? Do I need a shave? Do I need to reset this room? Those little decisions, cooking, cleaning, shaving, tidying, are not just chores. They're structure. And structure tells your brain, we're safe. We're in control. We're handling life. Let's zoom out. Structure isn't just about cleaning your house. It's about your time. Do you know what your next 3 days look like? Your health? Do you have a rhythm with food, water, movement, sleep? Your money? Do you know what's coming in, what's going out, and what's due? Your relationships? Do you make intentional time for the people who matter? Your spiritual life? Do you have moments in the week where you disconnect, reflect, pray, and realign? Because when one area collapses, it bleeds into the others. If your home is chaotic, your mind feels chaotic. If your money is chaotic, your nervous system is constantly in survival mode. If your time is chaotic, you're constantly feeling behind. And then you look at your life and say, man, I feel stuck. You're not stuck. You're trying to build without a blueprint. So what do you do with this? I'm not going to tell you, wake up at 4 a.m., eat chicken and rice, live in the gym. No. What I'm telling you is, create your version of structure. For you, it might be a simple morning routine that you repeat every day, 2 or 3 fixed work blocks, a fixed time to close your laptop, a weekly cleaning and reset time, a daily non-negotiable walk, a no phone after X time rule. Start small. One of the easiest structure changes you can make is know what tomorrow looks like today. Before you go to bed, write down 3 non-negotiables for the next day. Tomorrow, no matter what, I'm doing this, this, and this. Now you wake up with direction, not confusion. And I'll say this to you, God is not the author of confusion. If your life always feels chaotic, always messy, always last minute, always in crisis mode, that's not spiritual attack 24/7. A lot of times, that's a lack of structure. God blesses order. Order in your life says, I'm ready to sustain what I'm asking for. You want more money? Can you even track what you have now? You want a better partner or marriage? Can you even structure your time to show up for the person you have? You want bigger responsibilities? Can you manage the little ones you're ignoring? Structure is how you show God, the universe, and yourself, I'm ready for more. Most people aren't stuck. They're unorganized. Their mind is unorganized. Their schedule is unorganized. Their space is unorganized. Their priorities are unorganized. And then they wonder why life isn't moving. Chaos is expensive. It costs you peace. It costs you energy. It costs you time. It costs you opportunities. Structure is freedom. Because when you know where things go, when you know what matters, when you know what you're doing, and when you stop fighting your day and start building your future. So here's my challenge to you. Look at your life with honest eyes, not to judge yourself, but to organize yourself. Where can you add structure? Where can you create a simple routine? Where can you reset your environment? Where can you commit to a system instead of a vibe? Because once you build your structure, you'll realize you were never as stuck as you thought. You just needed order. Structure doesn't trap you. Structure frees you. If this message spoke to you, subscribe to the channel, drop a comment, and share this with somebody who needs to hear it. We're not just talking motivation here. We're building lives with intention. Welcome to the Builder's Mindset, Episode 2. Done. Now go. Organize your world. This is Angel Lopez with the Nomad Build. Until next time.